From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Gilgal, Godliness Before Service, part of this series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 5, we find the children of Israel now encamped in Gilgal, inside the land of Canaan. Before the conquest began, however, Joshua did something that would have appeared entirely out of place in preparing for war. At the Lord's command, he reinstituted the rite of circumcision. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is drawing important parallels between the resumption of circumcision and the necessary preparation every child of God must undertake if he would serve the Lord. By this act, God's people renewed their covenant commitment to Jehovah. In the terms of the covenant, the illimitable God had bound himself to his people, promising to bestow many, many blessings upon them. On their side, there were obligations as well, including the necessity of obeying God's commands. Sadly, like many modern-day Christians, the Israelites desired the blessings, but they were not so interested in the obligations. The challenge is to renew our covenant engagements to the Lord. The word Gilgal means rolling away. At this point in time, the children of Israel still carried the reproach of Egypt, that place of bondage and slavery. Through the reinstitution of circumcision, that reproach was rolled away, and Israel was now prepared to complete the task they had begun 40 years before. Similarly, many Christians have lived for years without doing anything for God. It's time for that reproach to be rolled away, for defeated Christians are a disgrace to the cause of the Lord. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, by C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. O child of God, death hath lost its sting, because the devil's power over it is destroyed. Then cease to fear dying. Ask grace from God the Holy Ghost, that by an intimate knowledge and a firm belief of thy Redeemer's death, thou mayest be strengthened for that dread hour. Living near to the cross of Calvary, thou mayest think of death with pleasure, and welcome it when it comes with intense delight. It is sweet to die in the Lord. It is a covenant blessing to sleep in Jesus. Death is no longer banishment. It is a return from exile, a going home to the many mansions where the loved ones already dwell. The distance between glorified spirits in heaven and militant saints on earth seems great, but it is not so. We are not far from home. A moment will bring us there. The sail is spread. The soul is launched upon the deep. How long will be its voyage? How many wearying winds must beat upon the sail ere it shall be reefed in the port of peace? How long shall that soul be tossed upon the waves before it comes to that sea which knows no storm? Listen to the answer. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Yon ship has just departed, but it is already at its haven. It did but spread its sail, and it was there. Like that ship of old upon the lake of Galilee, a storm had tossed it. But Jesus said, Peace, be still. And immediately it came to land. Think not that a long period intervenes between the instant of death and the eternity of glory. When the eyes close on earth, they open in heaven. The horses of fire are not an instant on the road. Then, O child of God, what is there for thee to fear in death, seeing that through the death of thy Lord its curse and sting are destroyed? And now it is but a Jacob's ladder,
whose foot is in the dark grave, but its top reaches to glory everlasting.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Jesus said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a wonderful blessing. We have come to receive rest in Christ. In verse 29 of Matthew 11, he immediately goes on to say, take my yoke upon you. That's the bond of the covenant. Now, of course, his yoke is easy, he says. His burden is light. But he says, take my yoke upon you. And if you're ever going to enjoy salvation, and if you're ever going to serve God with diligence and with victory, you must get to the place of a renewing of your covenant engagements with God. The old time preachers used to preach a lot on this. You think of your baptism by water as a symbol and picture of your baptism by the Spirit into the body of Christ. What does that baptism proclaim? Many things, including a cleansing and a regenerating. But one thing it proclaims is your union with Christ. It proclaims death to the world and life to Christ. It proclaims your willingness to bow before Christ, to acknowledge Him as your Lord and as your Master. It proclaims that you're willing to follow Him, be it into death itself, to glorify His name. Renewing the covenant is remembering what we once proclaimed so loudly. Renewing the covenant is getting back to basics and entering again with freshness into the joy of that relationship with our Redeemer. We must never evade, or we must never forget, our duty to our Savior. We don't want Him to forget His covenant bond with us, do we? What would we say if God were to say, I'm taking a year off from my covenant obligations to you? My, we would be tremendously worried about that. And yet there are so many Christians, and they live forgetful of their covenant with God. You remember that's why the Lord Jesus set up the Lord's table. What did He say? This do. For why? In remembrance of me. Why did He say, do this in remembrance of me? Wouldn't you think that the disciples who actually saw Him crucified with their own eyes, then they saw Him with those same eyes, they saw Him risen again physically from the dead, they ate with Him, they talked with Him, they walked with Him, risen from the dead, wouldn't you think that those men would never forget? The Lord Jesus knew better than that. The things that we imagine we can never forget are the very things that we will be most prone to forget. He said, this do in remembrance of me. You see, it is tragically all too possible for Christians to live in practical forgetfulness of their covenant union with Christ. We're to do anything, there must be first the renewal of the covenant. That's the first thing that's proclaimed by the reinstitution of circumcision. The second, verse 9 of our Bible reading, is the removal of reproach. When God said to Joshua, reinstitute circumcision, He was saying, verse 9, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. Gilgal comes from the same word as rolling away. Gilgal means rolling. Now, what was the reproach of Egypt? I've read some scholarly dispute on this. And one commentator contradicts the other. Now, when that happens, it tells you certain things. Number one, they haven't much clue what they're talking about at this particular point. Number two, usually, not always, usually they're missing the simplest possible explanation. What was the reproach of Egypt? I've read men who enter into a deep psychological explanation of this passage. You thought you understood the passage before you read them, but when you're finished up, you feel like the old man to whom the minister gave a load of good commentaries, as he thought. And when the minister came back and asked him, well, John, what do you think of those books I gave you? He says, well, your reverence, they're very good. I must say the Bible throws a lot of light on them. And I think that that's the way you feel when you look at these fellows with all their fancy ideas. There's a very simple idea here, actually. What is their approach of Egypt? Think of this. The children of Israel, 40 years previously, had set out from Egypt. For what? For the promised land. 40 years ago, they left Egypt on their way to Canaan. Now, 40 years later, if you could go back a few days before they crossed the Jordan, they hadn't entered it. After 40 years, they still hadn't entered in. That's their approach. The Egyptians could mock. You left, but you couldn't go in. You proclaimed the greatness of your God, but he hasn't brought you anywhere but the wilderness. You've bleached the bones of an entire generation in the wilderness. This is the great promised land. This is the land flowing with milk and honey. This is the great God Jehovah. This is the great salvation. It was a shame to them. It was a disgrace to God. For 40 years, their behavior and their position had been a public insult to their testimony. It had belied everything that they had ever stated, and it had brought dishonor to the name of their God. Oh, how the enemy could mock them. How the devil had a field day. Think of the grumblings and the murmurings. Think of the times when they said, "Why did you ever bring us out of Egypt? Would God we had lived and died in Egypt. We long for the garlic and the onions of Egypt." These are people who had been redeemed out of Egypt by the precious blood of the Lamb, and yet their hearts were so hardened and made wicked by sin that they were saying, "Would to God we had never left Egypt." Now that was a reproach. That reproach was symbolized by the disuse of the rite of circumcision. Now, verse 9, God has said, reinstitute this rite, this mark of the covenant. And this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt. This day I will silence the voice of the enemy. This day I will raise a testimony to the glory of my name. This day marks the end of the devil's opportunity to mock and to jeer, to bring dishonor on the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, my friend, the way Christians live reflects, first of all, on themselves. But it not only reflects upon themselves, it reflects upon the God whose name they bear. David caused the enemies of God to blaspheme by evil living. The children of Israel caused the enemies of God to blaspheme by wicked living. Christians today all too often are giving the devil and his cronies the opportunity to mock and jeer and curse the name of the Lord by wicked living. And oh, how the devil loves to jump all over it. Every time a preacher has a public fall, my, what a scandal. What a scandal. Politicians may have bigger falls. They may rob people of more money than the most audacious fallen preacher. But it's very little as far as public interest is concerned compared to when a preacher falls. Why is that? Because the world has never changed. It's always looking for the opportunity to use the way professing Christians live in order to bring dishonor on the name of their God. If a black Muslim did what Jim Baker did, he would hardly spend 2 years in jail if he ever was brought to court at all. But the fact that it's a professing Christian gives every hack politician, every third-rate journalist, every third-rate music hall comedian, every television personality, so-called, gives them all the chance for years to heap dishonor on the name of the Savior. Oh, how careful we ought to be in our walk, walking out of fellowship with God, living in defeat. Is a shame to us, but it is a disgrace to our God. If we are ever to live in the power of the Holy Ghost and do battle against the strongholds of hell and see our Jerichos and our Hazors, etc., fall to the ground, then we must have the reproach rolled away. There must be the rolling away of the reproach before we can begin to do exploits for our God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.